as you get deeper into your meditation process, you're going to start to experience many different strange feelings and occurrences, including the third eye opening and feeling energy sensations. And one of the things that, some people I talk to don't want to experience it, and others, it's something that they absolutely want to experience, and that is out-of-body experiences called OBE, sometimes lucid dreaming, and very interesting skills, to say the least. Now, obviously in this section, we're going to be covering out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming, remote viewing, astral projection, and what is the difference between some of these skills, if there is a difference. And actually, a lot of these concepts are extremely closely related. They're very similar in terms of what you're doing, but maybe the objective of, you know, how you're using them will be a little bit different. Now, as far as I'm concerned, an out-of-body experience, there's going to be two different kinds, and so we're going to label them a little different. To me, an out-of-body experience, to me, would be an involuntary one, which is where maybe you get into an accident and you're in the hospital and your body rises above the operating table and you look down and you see your body. It could be somebody that has a near-death experience, leaves the body, goes somewhere, comes back, and has a recognition of the out-of-body experience. Now, there's also been, I've spoken to people over the years, you know, one of the things that's been unique about doing this type of work is you have the chance to speak to people that have experienced all different types of situations like this. So over the years, I mean, I've gotten stories after story after story of people that have had out-of-body experiences, lucid dreams, you know, all different types of things that are unique. And what I can do is look at those and say, okay, those are similar to situations I had or totally different or unique, whatever the case might be. And out-of-body experience, I would call it more of an involuntary. You know, you didn't really volunteer to do it. I've talked to some people that they were actually doing a relaxation exercise during their gym class in school, and their body rose up, you know, their spirit body rose up out of their body and then popped right back into their body. Let's talk a little bit about the body and the physical aspect and the spiritual aspect, and understand a little bit about why and where and how and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things is that we are spiritual beings. We have a body, we have a spirit. And, you know, if you do not believe that you have a spirit, then this whole amount, this whole training program is really not something you want to do. In reality, our body is really carrying around our spirit. And it's really no different than your car. I mean, you get into your car and you drive from point A to point B. And your body's pretty much the same thing. Your spirit doesn't die. It goes from place to place. But your body is eventually, at one someday, is going to die. It's going to rot. It's not going to be around. But your spirit will always be there. And so for all intents and purposes, the body is just holding the spirit temporarily, whatever that temporarily might be, whether it be 100 years, 200 years, 50 years, or whatever. And so when somebody has an out-of-body experience, it's just the spirit releasing itself from the body. Usually, it's under a very stressful situation or something where it's able to, I like to use the word, pops. It pops out. And you will notice there are going to be times where your spirit will pop out of your body. And I've had that happen in the beginning, where my spirit would actually pop out and then pop back in. So it would pop out and I'd go across the room and then it would pop back in because I'd realize, hey, you know, we're not together anymore, you know, pull it back in kind of thing. And so that is an out-of-body experience. And a lot of times it's not controlled. And so that's why I put the classification on that as an out-of-body experience, because you're not really controlling the situation. It's just something that's happening to you. Now, I believe, as many people do, that the spirit leaves the body every night, or just about every night when we're sleeping. And the reason that it does is because the body gets relaxed down enough when you're sleeping to that total state of relaxation where the spirit can release itself. Now, obviously, we don't recall a lot of that information, although you can. That's part of the lucid dreaming process and out-of-body experience, where you can actually train yourself to recognize when you're outside of your body and you're traveling around wherever you're at. And it's usually a different recognition. You've all had dreams before, but when you recognize that you've been out of your body somewhere, it's a different type of feeling. It's a recognition of something that actually happened more so than a dream, where the instance of the dream, everything is just happening very strangely. You could be in one place and then another, you know, a lot of strange occurrences within dreams. And I'm not going to cover that much into dreams other than talk a little bit about lucid dreaming and how you can do some things within that lucid dreaming. But recognize the fact that on a nightly basis, your spirit is probably releasing itself. Now, a lot of people say, well, why doesn't your body, you know, why doesn't your spirit just pop out anytime? And the fact is that your body doesn't really want to release your spirit. It's kind of like a self-defense mechanism. It feels like it has to have that spirit. And the only way you can really get it out is by relaxing the body down. Again, I've been pointing this out as we've been going through this material, that relaxation is the key. And we're talking about relaxation anywhere, you know, any kind of relaxation you can get, but it's got to be deep. It's got to be extremely strong in order for you to get that to work. And so to me, an out-of-body experience is more of an involuntary one. You could have caused it, but you probably didn't. It just happened. Okay? And so that is going to be the difference between an astral projection, which we're going to cover in a little bit, which is where you're actually planning on removing your spirit from your body and going somewhere. And where is that somewhere? That somewhere could be anywhere you want. It could be space. It could be another dimension. It could be anywhere. I mean, I know that sounds like a bizarre concept, but your mind is going to set the protocol for where you want to go in most cases. In some cases, if you just shoot out with the spirit, you could end up anywhere. And it could, like I said, it could be a good place or it could be a place that's maybe not so happy, in which case you shoot back into the body. Now, obviously, when you have a spontaneous or involuntary type of out-of-body experience, what happens to most people, as soon as they recognize that they're out of their body, they get sucked right back in. Because all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, hey, I'm not in my body, what's going on? And you think about it too much and you're back in. And so that's, if you ever listen to somebody that's had that happen, that's usually the reference point, that they were out of their body and then all of a sudden they came back in. I was talking to a friend of mine and he was telling me that he used to get up at night and he would go to the window of his apartment and he would look out the window and see what was going on outside the window. And he said as he was going back to the bed, he looked on the bed and he was still sleeping. So obviously his spirit was out. And this is a person that never did meditation, never did any kind of practice at all. And we just happened to be talking about it one night and he related these things to me. And I thought I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And he even talked about going into the bathroom and then walking back and seeing his body laying there. And, you know, it's pretty strange stuff. But that is what's going to happen in an out-of-body experience. Now, he was interpreting it as a dream because he didn't know any better. He didn't know anything about this stuff. So when we started talking, I asked him a few things about what it felt like and everything. And sure enough, I mean, it absolutely was. He was outside of his body. I haven't spoken to him in a while, so I don't know if he's continuing to do that. But it could be that, you know, once I explained it to him, he didn't do it anymore because maybe he felt strange about it or whatever. So that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of more of a spontaneous out-of-body experience.